Hello, this is Dr. Gary Danko here with you again, and welcome to Episode 9, Hypnosis versus Meditation versus Visualization. Different doors to the same inner temple. You know, sometimes the answers we seek are already within us, but the key lies in how we access them. And that's where many people feel confused. They ask me, Dr. Danko, what should I do to heal? Should I meditate? Should I try hypnosis? Should I visualize my goals? And I say, these are not competing methods. They're simply different doors into the same inner temple. Each one offering a unique experience. Each one designed for a different kind of unlocking. So today, let's take a walk through these doors. Let's explore the differences between hypnosis, meditation, and visualization. And more importantly, how to choose the one your soul needs right now. Let's begin by defining them clearly. Hypnosis is a state of focused, relaxed attention, where we bypass the critical mind and speak directly to the subconscious. Meditation is the practice of resting awareness, being present with what is, without judgment or attachment. Visualization is the mental rehearsal of a desired state, event, or feeling, activating the senses and emotions to influence both body and mind. Three tools, three languages, all speaking to the self, but in different ways. Let's start with hypnosis. Hypnosis isn't about losing control. It's about gently setting aside the critical analyzing part of the mind, so we can access the subconscious, where your patterns, beliefs, and emotional memories live. In this state, we can release trauma, install new behaviors, rewire limiting beliefs, and create deep emotional healing. Now, hypnosis works best when you're trying to change something specific. You know, like quitting smoking, losing weight, healing emotional pain, or reprogramming an old story. It's active, focused, and therapeutic. You're not just sitting in awareness. You're entering a conversation with the most powerful part of your mind. Now, let's move to meditation. Meditation is the art of being with what is. You're not trying to fix. You're not even trying to change. You're simply becoming aware of the breath, of the body, of the thoughts moving through like clouds. Meditation activates the parasympathetic nervous system, reducing stress, improving emotional regulation, and enhancing self-awareness. It's the practice of watching without reacting. It creates space, spaciousness, peace. And over time, this non-reactive awareness becomes a foundation for all other transformation work. But meditation on its own doesn't usually reprogram the subconscious. It prepares the ground, it clears the clutter, it strengthens the witness. And then we have visualization. Visualization uses imagination, not for escape, but for creation. In this practice, you generate an image, a scene, or a feeling in the mind's eye, and you fill it with emotion. This activates the subconscious. It creates new neural pathways. It signals to the body that a new experience is safe and possible. Elite athletes use visualization to rehearse perfect performance. Healers use it to dissolve illness and call in vitality. Spiritual seekers use it to connect with divine guidance, future timelines, and soul expansion. Visualization is emotional rehearsal. It's a tool of manifestation, healing, and embodiment. So, how do you know which tool to use? Let's simplify it. It's pretty easy, actually. If you want to observe your mind and reduce anxiety, then meditate. If you want to install a new belief or release an old trauma, try hypnosis. If you want to feel into the future and build energetic momentum, use visualization. Sometimes they blend beautifully. You might enter meditation to calm the body, then drop into a visualization to connect with a new reality. Then move into hypnosis to anchor that shift in the subconscious. I often combine all three in my work because each one brings a gift that the others don't. Let's talk briefly about what's happening in the brain in the energy field. In hypnosis, we shift into theta brainwaves, the same state children live in most of the time. This makes us deeply suggestible, emotionally open, and able to absorb new patterns. In meditation, we fluctuate between alpha and theta, calming the mind, stabilizing emotions, and creating resilience. In visualization, we engage multiple regions, emotional centers, sensory memory, and motor planning. That's why visualizations feel real to the body, because in many ways they are. Energetically, meditation expands the field. Hypnosis restructures it. Visualization changes it. If you're ready to experience how these tools can work together, I invite you to visit drgarydanko.com. There, you'll find a library of free activations, guided audio journeys that blend meditation, hypnosis, and visualization in a seamless experience. Whether you're working on healing, manifestation, behavior change, or energetic balance, these activations are created to help you experience transformation at the subconscious, emotional, and energetic levels. No effort, no struggle, just breathe, have presence, and suggestion. So now I'll ask you, which doorway are you being called to walk through right now? Is it meditation for peace and presence? Is it hypnosis for deep change? Is it visualization for creative embodiment? There's no right answer, only the one that feels like home to your nervous system in this moment. In our next episode, we'll begin exploring rewriting old stories and how to shift your inner narrative from limitation to liberation, and how the stories you tell yourself shape the life you live. Until then, trust the door that opens when you get quiet. And remember, all of these tools lead you back to the same place, yourself.